This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our all-new exclusive bonus content, like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and a brand new segment we like to call Awesome Animal of the Week. Hawaii passes 7 new animal protection laws and bans shark killing. Animal advocates in Hawaii are rejoicing as the state has recently passed 7 new animal protection laws, including one that bans the intentional killing of sharks in Hawaii's waters. This new law is needed now more than ever as global shark populations are on a drastic decline. Other laws that have also been passed include banning cosmetic products that have been tested on animals. Other laws that have also been passed include banning cosmetic products that have been tested on animals, banning the intentional release of balloons to help prevent marine animals from ingesting or becoming entangled in balloon pieces, and passing laws to better protect animals, such as requiring vets to report suspected animal abuse and ensuring that all animals have adequate shelter when left unsupervised. Andy Bernat, Senior Director of State Affairs for the Humane Society of the United States, said Hawaii has made huge strides by passing 7 bills within one session, improving the lives of animals. We hope the state can serve as a leading example for the rest of the nation of what can happen when legislators and advocates commit to making humane changes. Let's hope this starts a trend of even more rights and protections for animals across the globe. Revolutionary machine grows new skin for burn victims. A new Swiss bioengineering machine can take a piece of skin the size of a coin and grow it to create a graft that can cover a manhole. The technology is called Denvograft, and this machine, the size of a coffee table, allows the skin to be stretched to much greater sizes in order to help millions of people who suffer debilitating injury or death from burns. The machine works by taking healthy, undamaged skin cells from the victim, growing them in a lab, and combining this skin with hydrogel, a substance that is highly absorbent and built to keep its shape. This combination creates skin that is the same thickness of our natural skin. The technology is already being used to treat people and save lives. Despite the machine still being in phase 2 trials, as the technology is so advanced, it is the only treatment in the world available to people who suffer from deep burns and rare skin conditions. The treatment is expected to be widely available to those in Europe by 2023. What an incredible breakthrough for science. Leicester City turns bus stops into bee stops. Leicester, a city in the UK, has begun turning their bus stops into a new network of living roofs, or bee bus stops. A collection of wildflowers and sedum plants have been added to the roofs of 30 bus stops around the city in an attempt to encourage the local bee population. This is part of a citywide initiative which aims to turn Leicester into a carbon neutral, biodiverse and climate adapted city within the next 10 years. These living roofs will be solar powered and hope to attract a wide variety of pollinating insects. But that's not all. They will also absorb rainwater, help reduce the urban heat island effect, capture particles in the air, support local biodiversity, and promote sustainable transport throughout the city. They aim to transform all 479 bus shelters in the city by the end of 2022, and Leicester Deputy City Mayor, Councillor Adam Clark, has said the feedback from the public has been very positive and is excited to see the impact that will have on the future of the city, calling it another step forward for our ambition to be carbon neutral and climate adapted city by 2030. What an incredible step forward. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Western Australian farmer Sam Burgess. Burgess, who tragically lost a friend to suicide early in July and who has struggled with his own mental health in recent years, has decided to donate all profits from his 52-hectare crop to two mental health charities. His crop generates between $20,000 and $40,000 in profit every year and will split this between the two unnamed charities. He hopes the money will enable a help centre call line to continue its service and help another charity which focuses on the mental health of young people. He's determined that people go out and receive the help that they need before it's too late. There's no shame in it, he said. These services are out there and they are there to be used. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the happy broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to A Taster of Pints of Malt, hosted by Femi, Kenny, Charlie and Jibs. Four Nigerian-Irish lads sharing their experiences growing up and living in Ireland. The podcast is full of laughs from the get-go, from childhood memories to day-to-day shenanigans. There's never a dull moment when you're listening to Pints of Malt.
Okay, it's Jibs here from Pints of Malt. So our podcast is basically a group of Irish-Nigerian lads who tell their stories, growing up in Ireland as well as Nigeria. And we share our experiences with all of y'all. We also add a bit of comedy as well, you know, to get y'all laughing, get y'all through the week in these tough times that we are in. So y'all sit back and just, you know, enjoy the show.
As Jib said, we're the Pints of Malt podcast. You can find us on all streaming platforms, including the Headstuff Network.
Ever been told that it's okay to cry? Well, it turns out a good cry can help to ease anxiety. According to a study published in Frontiers in Psychology, crying is associated with the activation of the parasympathetic nervous system, which stimulates a relaxation response in the body and creates a self-soothing effect on people. So, when you are feeling down, don't be so quick to fight back those tears and move on. Embrace the fact that it is okay not to be okay. Take it a bit easy on yourself and let it out. It's been proven to help calm you down and hopefully get you on a happier path. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.